Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Fix It with Faust here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. I'll be with you every second Thursday of the month, bringing you some of the most fascinating guests, all giving you invaluable information, some of which will absolutely change your life. I'm the director of the Fix Yourself Power Zone and the author of The Fix Yourself Handbook, The Fix Your Anxiety Handbook, and The Fix Your Depression Handbook. The new book, The Fix Your Anger Handbook, is scheduled for publication within the next few weeks, so stop by Amazon and get yours. The research for the new book, The Fix Your Abuse Handbook, is begun, so, you know, we got a lot going on. Stop by the Power Zone at www.fosterjerald.com. So today, everyone, I'm thrilled to be spending some time with someone who has spent the last 18 years as a psychotherapist, helping people build and rebuild healthy relationships, make life transitions, and navigate grief and deal with the hard stuff life throws at us. Christian Boyce inspires you to get on the path of becoming more self-aware, taking ownership of your stuff, and acknowledge the person you most want to be. She's also the host of the Close Your Chapter podcast, and that's a great one, everyone. I've been on it, so do stop by. Kristen, welcome to Fix It with Faust.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to continue our conversation.
Yeah, for everyone, we had a great conversation on Kristen's podcast, and we're thrilled to keep that going. So, Kristen, start us off here. A little bit about your backstory. How'd you get from where you were to where you are now?
I love it. Let me start by saying I was in corporate America before I became a marriage and family therapist. I was running the sports marketing for a Fortune 500 company, and everyone was coming into my office telling me what was going on with them, talking about their relationships, their pain, their anxiety, where they felt stuck. And I was like, I love this. I grew up, my mom was a therapist, a marriage and family therapist, so I grew up being psychoanalyzed, and I really like taking a deeper dive into what makes people feel the way they do, show up the way they are, and be who they are in the world. And so I went back and got my master's degree while I was working and became a marriage and family therapist and really took a deep dive into family systems and how that impacts who we are, how that shows up in marriages, relationships not only with our partners but with our kids, and became passionate about diving into that topic in particular. So for the last 20-plus years, I've owned a private practice, and all of the clinicians are also EMDR-trained. That stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is really rooted in trauma work. That's been around for over almost 40 years. And what I found working with clients is everybody's got something that is painful from their past that they did not get the opportunity to process in real time as that event was happening. We didn't know about neuroscience. Our parents weren't versed into talking about emotions and body sensations and really connecting to what was happening during the event. And so what we find is people that can go back, reprocess the event, can release it from the body, and feel more like themselves, kind of like a delayering process. And so that's what really has sparked my passion today, is helping people delayer from the past so they can live more fully in the present.
You know, and that's such an important thing, that to get through those layers. When you talk about EMDR, go into that if you would just a little bit, so people have listeners have an understanding of what that is, basically what it is, and then how, of course, how you use it.
So EMDR was founded by Dr. Francine Shapiro. She was working with veterans. And the veterans were saying, I'm doing all this talk therapy, but I'm really not getting anything. I'm still drinking. I'm not able to sleep. I'm still having flashbacks and nightmares. And she started to notice how the eyes move when they were talking. She made the parallel through research, looking at eye movement, that we're looking at the right and left hemispheres of the brain. We're doing what we call bilateral stimulation. So we're moving from right to left to right to left when we're in REM sleep. So she looked at that and said, okay, when we're asleep, we're trying to reprocess what's happened during the day. And so she started playing with this idea of bilateral stimulation, right, left hemispheres of the brain. She started to look at the tactile functions of that. So she would pull up, okay, where do you feel this in your body? And many of us have disconnected from our bodies. So it's reconnecting to those body sensations. We're looking at what negative beliefs have you made about yourself? Like, I'm an idiot. I am bad. I am unworthy. I am unlovable. I am defective. I'm not good enough. I am stupid. I mean, we can come up with all of these negative beliefs. She started looking at that. She started looking at the emotions, and then having a rating scale for how intense are those beliefs, are those emotions, are those kind of cognitive thoughts about yourself. And then what happens in EMDR is we're using that, what we call bilateral stimulation. You can either hold what we call tappers. They're like buzzies that fit in your hands. They're very soothing. And they were kind of like you're rocking. They'll go right, left. Or you can use, she started with eye movement, where you take two fingers up, or now you can use a light bar, but you're following the fingers to kind of stimulate that REM sleep, where we're accessing different parts of the brain, different parts of the body, and the emotional state. And then what we're doing is we're reprocessing what happened, and you don't necessarily have to pull up a memory, although that can be helpful at times, and putting it where it belongs. So it's in the past, and it's not currently running on your hard drive. If you've ever opened a file on your computer and the files are running in the background, you don't really need those files. What happens is it's like putting those files where they belong. They're no longer running on your hard drive, if you will. And so you start believing, I am worthy. I am good enough. That is in the past. That is over now. I can handle it. And we integrate that experience. We can't erase it, but we integrate it so it's not, the triggers are taken down maybe from a 7 down to a 0 or a 1. They're less triggering, and now you can move up and out of that memory and that experience and live more fully in the present. That's why I love EMDR and find it extremely helpful with clients, and I've also done it in my own life because I don't want to do anything with a client that I haven't walked through myself. And it's life-changing for a lot of people.
So they come in your office, and you're teaching them this. You may have the equipment to do that. Is it something then that they can take out of the office and then they can practice on their own?
That's a great question. And you also can do this remotely, by the way. So that's the good news with telehealth. You can also, there's applications called remote EMDR that you can do this with a clinician over telehealth too, with sounds and eye movement. For clients, we recommend that they're doing more resourcing. So we're doing some breathing, we teach breathing exercises, journaling. There is music that you can download that can be soothing to the nervous system if you have ear pods or earbuds in to listen to calm the body. We don't recommend that they do the EMDR at home, only with a trained clinician, but we do the resource, we call it resourcing, which is how do I calm my nervous system down from that sympathetic state to the parasympathetic state, which is the calm state in the body, and we teach the client how to do that with those various mechanisms such as breathing, music, journaling, walking, moving the body, grounding the body, and that can be very helpful after an EMDR session.
So they're really going to leave the session. When they're at home, they're going to do things that keep their body in a state that is preparatory, if you will, for the next session. They're going to do some things that keep their bodies calm and relaxed and ready to go when they see you again. Now, when they see you, are they coming in for a general kind of a therapy, or is it specific to a problem they have? I was in Iraq and I saw all these things happen, and now I've got this PTSD and I see this thing keep happening over and over again. Are you going to focus specifically on one issue, or is it more general to what they're experiencing in their life?
That's a great question, and it varies from client to client. So some clients have heard of EMDR, they've listened to a podcast, a friend has gone through it, they have heard about it online or through social media, so they'll come in requesting it. We do not start EMDR right away. Typically, we need to get some history, we need to get a timeline of kind of reference points, if you will, for events, positive and what we would call quote-unquote negative events that have impacted the person. We really do a lot of grounding and centering with the client before we start EMDR. So they have some healthy coping strategies so they can tolerate kind of the processing and the emotions that come up. And that's really important when working with anybody doing EMDR. So someone might come in for a relationship issue, and we find that there was a trauma maybe at 8 years old. There might have been some sexual abuse. There might have been physical abuse. There might have been something someone said to them that has stuck with them, like you're an idiot or you're stupid or whatever that was told to them, and maybe it was told on a repeated basis, and that has that is how they see themselves and believe. We can target those thoughts and those beliefs with EMDR. We can look at how has that impacted the client and do some reprocessing around that. So EMDR can be used for anxiety. It can be used for shame and grief. So maybe an emotion is stuck in the body and the person hasn't been able to access it because of a protective part of themselves that says it's not safe for me to access it, or I'm going to fall apart if I access it. And so we create a lot of ways to ground, center, get calm, so they feel like the client feels equipped to be able to process the emotions, handle the body sensations. And that's really important with any kind of therapy, but in particular any kind of trauma therapy, that we're equipping the client to be able to handle things outside of the session.
Okay. You know, Kristen, as I'm hearing you talk, I'm hearing that you're using this particular therapeutic designed to deal with a problem that exists. You have this grief issue or PTSD or whatever it may be. So now the person works with you through this and then finds some relief and is feeling much better. As they continue with you, would you continue to use EMDR to enhance other areas of their life, or would you use it specifically to deal with trauma and grief and those, you know, those difficult things on our timelines?
It depends on how the client has responded to the EMDR. Have they felt a lot of relief and they're able to kind of pull up other areas that they want to work on? That would be an indicator, let's keep going. Maybe you have a fear of flying. Maybe you are struggling with using your voice and communicating with your partner how you feel. And maybe you're struggling at the job to gain confidence and share your ideas. Whatever that might be, EMDR can be very effective in working through not only kind of the body sensations and the emotions and the beliefs, but the root of the problem. So I integrate a lot of my family systems work and inner child work that I do with EMDR. So it can be applicable to many different things, and it depends on the client. If the client's having great results, they want to keep going often because they're like, I'm sleeping better. I'm now able to communicate more clearly and directly with those in my life. I'm parenting better. I feel calmer. And it's not a miracle. It's just a matter of we're unfreezing what was frozen in the body. that never got to be released. It never got attunement. It never got nurturing. And now we're actually holding space for it to be moved through and dealt with. And that frees up so much in the body to be able to handle and maybe face other areas that the person really struggles with and wants to work through now. So, again, it's a delayering process. So they may come into a session, and we may or may not do EMDR. I'm very organic and gut check in when I use it. And the client will say, I think we need to EMDR this. It's a reference point when I was 9, and I'm just making up an example. And, you know, I was at the lake, and I fell off into the water. And so maybe that's a memory that came up. It's a reference point that has made a difference, and they've always had a fear of water, and they're ready to face it now. And I'm like, okay, let's target that and see if we can get any reduction in the intensity of the fear that you feel. And that's the beauty of it. It's applicable to many different, I would say, struggles that we have and can be very effective.
You know, I really like that, because I think one of the defining measures of a good program is that it can be generalized to many conditions. But when, you know, using that word generalized, often, you know, when we work with people as a fellow clinician, we always say, well, I've taught you this, and it can be applied in other areas in your life. So, for example, if you taught me how to relax, and maybe I use meditation or yoga or prayer, I get my breathing down. When I get in these situations, I may use that, and I can also use it in these other situations. Once a person goes through EMDR and they've worked with you, let's say, on a trauma, now something else comes up in their life, would they be able to draw on some of what you're teaching them in order to move that to the new problem, or do they need to come back and do EMDR again to address that next issue?
That's an excellent point to make, because I'm giving another, it depends. So some clients can say, you know what, that connected, and they immediately know the neural network. We call it a neural network. That, let's say you have a neural network of I'm stupid, and we went through where a teacher told you were terrible at math, and we went back and reprocessed that, and then your boss came in and called you an idiot. And so that connects to that belief, that neural network. And so sometimes you can go, okay, that's not my issue. That was the boss's. This reminds me of when I was 9 or, you know, younger, and I'm able to work through it without the EMDR. Sometimes it could reactivate even another memory, perhaps, that was in that neural network of I'm stupid. And we just want to clear that out quicker. And we're like, you know what, I feel like my chest is kind of getting tight. My throat is closing up. It's causing me to shut down. I really think we need to do EMDR. Or I will say, let's just target that reference point that you're having today, and let's see if we can get that less intense. And so we might do the EMDR again. So sometimes it can carry on, but sometimes it can open up even another neural network that we didn't know was there, meaning another memory that it could have been tied to. And so the beauty of it is you can clear it out quicker. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes you can clear it out quicker because you're addressing it more in real time. And that's what I help clients be able to do. I want to help clients be able to deal with, process through emotions, body sensations, their thoughts in real time, rather than going to one of their old coping mechanisms, which was a survival state, a way to survive it, to push it down, shove it under the rug, drink, smoke, shop, get on social media, be able to face it, sit with the discomfort, move through it, get to the other side. That's the ultimate goal that we're equipping clients to do.
You know, I love that. And, you know, as you were talking, I'm saying to myself, as a clinician, you know, people will come in with what we call their presenting concern. And as we move through history and timelines and get into the therapy, we know that the issues are all connected in one way or another. As you're going through EMDR, and you know, and as you just were talking a moment ago, you said, you know, one may bring up another, and you start to see these connections. I would assume that this, like many approaches, is going to begin to unearth undercurrents, I like to call them, things that are all connected that have a tendency to exert their influence on us, and we're not always aware of those things. So EMDR is going to, I would assume, is going to do that. So when they come in with one, they're going to begin to connect to, they're going to become conscious of a whole lot of other things. True?
It's a beautiful thread. You just named it. It's a beautiful thread because their underpinnings are deep, and they are ultimately, our brain is connected in all ways. So these are all interconnected in some form or fashion. It's just delayering how they're interconnected and what's at the core of that and how did we get there. So we look at our upbringing. And people want to skip that step. They're like, do we really have to go to my upbringing? And it's not to blame anybody. It helps us put the puzzle pieces together so we can work on that shame that says something's wrong with me or I'm bad or I'm not good enough. We can unearth, to use your word, those puzzle pieces so we can start feeling some relief. Clients want, they want relief. They want, like, I am tired of feeling stuck. I am tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of feeling like there's no hope and nothing's ever going to change. So that really is a great point of, yes, it's a thread that's underwoven through it all.
All right, everyone. We've come to the end of our first session here, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes with Christian Boyce, and we're going to continue to talk about a little bit of this connectivity, and then we're going to talk about how Christian goes in a little deeper and helps you all. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Christian Boyce today. And, you know, we left off just talking a bit about those undercurrents, those things that, you know, that are always there in our lives. And a lot of times we don't want to go there. And I think that's, you know, that's the difficult piece for all of us, that we have to, we think we got to go back. And we just fixed this, and now it connected to this. And sometimes people feel they regress, Kristen, and sometimes they look and say, oh, gee, now I got to do more work. How do you deal with that part of it where they say, oh, you know, I came for this piece, I had this trauma, and now we opened up this one, and you want to go back and get all this. What do you say to them? How do you deal with that?
I just had a client say that this week. They're like, I thought I was past this. I thought I had dealt with all of this. And I said, that makes sense. It feels like you should be past that. That's what I hear. I should be past that. Why do I have to keep going back? And I said, there's another layer here that got tapped into that we would have no idea. So sometimes life transitions, birth, death, changing of a job, moving, changing of a house, having kids, certain ages of your kids can all prompt unconscious memories. So I always say that is normal to feel like you don't want to go back. You're tired of the work. You just want this to be better. And I can tell you, if you've seen the movie, have you seen the movie Shawshank Redemption?
Sure.
Okay. So Andy is in prison, and he's trying to escape, and he has to go, in order to escape, he has to go through sewage. Nobody wants to go through sewage. But on the other side is the freedom, is the light, is the healing on the other side. And I say, unfortunately, we're in the sewage. We have to go through the sewage in order to get to the other side. And on the other side is where you're going to find relief. And sometimes you feel like you're kind of like a kid learning how to walk. You take 5 steps, you fall down. You take 4 more steps, you fall down. Sometimes you feel like you're going backwards. And that is all normal part, and I use that word normal loosely. It's all a part of human development and the healing cycle. And if you can hold compassionate, tender, loving space, patient space for that part in the middle, you're going to feel like you can do it. Because a lot of times what we feel is I'm just tired of it. And maybe you need a break, and that's okay too, in giving yourself permission to take a break. I think the key that I tell clients is when we reprocess what we've left that got frozen in time, I can tell you with fairly good certainty that you will start feeling relief little by little by little by little. And because your body's been holding on to this for so long. And the clients that say, I'm so glad I stuck this out. I'm so glad I did this work. It changed generations. It changed generations. It changed interactions with people in my life, and it's all been worth it. And I said, that's what matters, to stay the course.
You know, you hit on something that I think is so important, not only in treatment, but in the way we live our lives, and that's our tendency to be resistive, to not want to do the work. Or to have a difficult time transitioning or changing, you know, and we all experience that as therapists. We're, you know, that's what we guide them through. But when we are dealing with EMDR, do you see resistance there on maybe a physical level or on a neurological level? Do you see times where you've got to work a little harder because people are in some fashion exhibiting some type of resistance that makes the program just a little bit more difficult to administer?
Yes, if we use internal family systems, it's another form of therapy, and they deal with parts. Dr. Richard Schwartz, as you know, that kind of did that, launched that form of therapy. But I see those as kind of protector parts that are at work that are protecting the client from facing pain. They want to protect the client from feeling overwhelmed or like they can't act, they don't want to feel that discomfort. They're afraid they're not going to be able to handle what comes up. So inviting those parts that are protecting the client, so to speak, from dealing with the trauma, the emotions, the pain, I welcome that part to the table and say, that's okay. You're welcome here. and we're checking in with the client to see what is the fear they have in bringing this up. So when we can start to look at the fear they have in bringing it up, we can start welcoming all that to into the space and feel as if we are now being able to face parts that have been locked and solidified for a long time. Otherwise, what we'll see is one of the parts could be shut down, like there's just a shutdown. And in that sense, I might go with a lesser intense memory, or I might go with a lesser intense emotion. And maybe we're going to process something that feels a little lighter, that's still connected, but not as, maybe it's not the touchstone event. It's not the trauma. It might be something smaller that feels more manageable. And that can be helpful to a client to say, okay, we're kind of titrating this, meaning I'm not going to go directly towards the bigger trauma. We're going to go more towards maybe a current situation with a loved one that triggered you, and start there rather than going to the past first.
Okay, so now when you know, as we're making things operable where people can understand how this is running, you know, you have your own brand, the Close Your Chapter brand. The obvious assumption would be, okay, you're using that brand in order to treat people with these kind of issues. How do you do that? How does the brand come into it?
So I have a private practice here in Indianapolis. We have 15 clinicians, and everybody's trauma trained, EMDR, brain spotting. We have a team, so of people here in the community that can see clients. I also see clients. And then I also have the Close the Chapter podcast. And that, my hope in creating that came really organically. Clients were saying, well, I need to hear more of this outside of the session. I feel like this is you're teaching me like a foreign language. I'm learning something that I never learned growing up. I need to be hearing about this more. I need to be digesting this at a deeper level. And that's where the Close the Chapter podcast came to be. I thought it's free. It helps clients in between sessions. That was really the goal, with helpful information, strategies on how to get freedom in their life, gain more healthy coping strategies versus the ones that they've, non-healthy ones that they've been doing for a long time, and feel less alone. I think one of the things, shame of feeling like there's something wrong with me and I'm the only one that feels like this, and loneliness. I think that's the other thing we're seeing now, even post-COVID, the loneliness epidemic, and hearing other people's stories, listening to experts like you come on the podcast and talk, it's so helpful to clients. I have been told numerous times how comes on and how helpful that's been to the client. So that's really the birthplace of where Close the Chapter came into play, and it's been a joy to see how it's impacted other people's lives.
Kristen, I definitely want to talk more about this part of it. So we're going to take a break, everyone, and be back just a few minutes. When we do, we're going to come back and ask Kristen to talk about the Close Your Chapter classes. These are the actual classes you can take to help you with what you're dealing with. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Foss Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FossRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FossRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FossRuggiero.com.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of the Fix Yourself Handbook now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Christian Boyce today. You know, Christian, we were talking about the Close Your Chapter brand, and as we make things actionable in your program, and I know you said you don't have classes running right now, but you do run Close the Chapter classes. Can you tell everyone about those?
I think the key with is building a community of other people on a healing journey, and that is hard to find. We have 12-step programs. We have other offerings. And for people that are like, I want to have deeper conversations with people. I want to continue on a learning journey. So you learn about, let's say, for example, in the class, you'll learn about family systems. So each week has a new topic, and we get together, we talk, there's an educational component on that topic. Like, let's say it's triangulation. And people are like, what is triangulation? It's when a family member pulls another family member into the middle of a dynamic, talking kind of behind the other person's back. And it causes kind of chaos in the family system. And we'll see a lot that's done with parents. So that might be a topic we'll talk about. And then we'll kind of talk through what questions they have as a group. And it's a community where you can feel safe and you know that there's other people going through a healing process like you are. A lot of times going to therapy is the first step. And then you're like, well, I want to have deeper conversations outside of therapy. I know a lot of my friends aren't doing therapy, and I still want to continue my learning and my growing. And this is a great way to do it, is finding other people that are on a similar journey. And I think that's the key with finding any kind of a support group, whatever that support group looks like for you. A lot of people get afraid of going to support groups. They're like, I don't want to speak up. I don't want to talk. And you don't have to talk at the beginning. And the invitation might be for you to step outside your comfort zone, stretch yourself to really do something different in order to feel less lonely.
So what we're talking about is adding a support design to the brand, to the way you counsel, and to the EMDR also?
Yes. It's for anybody that, let's say you're doing EMDR or you're doing any kind of therapy. It's for those folks that want more than just a 150-minute session a week. They're like, I want more. I'm thirsty for this. I'm on a growth quest, and I want more. So this is the place to come for when you are in that spot where you want more support between your therapy sessions. And maybe you're not in therapy, but you still are listening to podcasts. You're listening to Fix It, the Fix It podcast with Faust. I mean, you're listening right now to this podcast, and you are thirsty for this information. It's another communal connection for whatever work you're doing personally.
So a person would be in therapy with you to start the classes, or not necessarily? They don't have to be.
They don't have to be. They don't have to be. I just created it as a result of people saying, my clients going, well, there's nothing out there that, you know, continues what I'm doing in therapy. So it's more of a kind of a psychoeducational group / support group.
Okay. So let's say, let's kind of go through this just from start to finish. I call you up and I say, gee, I've got this trauma, you know, from my past. It could be abuse or something that, you know, from service or whatever it is, and I really need to get in. And we go through all the information gathering steps, and you say, you know what, EMDR is going to be great for you. So this is just going to be like a regular counseling session when I start. Here's my first session. I'm going to just get information, and then we're going to eventually figure out whether or not EMDR is good for me, or whatever approach you're using is good for me at that point. That's how it would start?
Yes. So a client calls in. They say, I'm having panic attacks, and I don't know why. They came on suddenly. We're going to book a session, and then we're going to go through. Tell me more about that. When did it start? How often is it happening? Have you had them before? We're doing an assessment, and then we're going to see what might be the best option therapeutically for that individual client. So every client is different. Every client might need something different. And then we're going to work on resources, so coping strategies outside the session, and working on breathing, journaling, meditation, prayer, whatever that looks like for that particular client. And then we'll possibly begin EMDR. If that's a good fit, that in that case, that would be a good fit for that client. And then we'll go from there. And then if they're interested in additional support outside of therapy, then the support group is always, the psychoeducational group is always an option if they want to join that, or they don't have to. So it's, the freedom of choice is beautiful, but I like to give people resources. That's the key, is people want resources. I find that it's so important. They want helpful resources because there's a lot of information out there, and they're like weeding through all of it and don't know where to start. So it's coming up with a plan of, here are some book recommendations in between our sessions, here's a few podcasts to listen to, here's some journal prompts that are optional if you want to work through that, and giving them, you know, music support, whatever they're looking for, so they have resources outside the session. I find that is extremely important with a lot of clients.
Okay, so now I'm in there, and you know, we've decided on a particular course of treatment for me, and you know, I'm one of these guys, and I say, gee, you know, I'm pretty good at following through on things, but I think I'm going to have a little trouble with this. I'm going to say to you, can I bring my significant other with me to counseling, and could they even be in there when we do the EMDR? What am I going to hear?
Oh, great question. I've had people ask that. And again, it's going to go case by case, but what we're going to look at is, one, they have to fill out the paperwork, all the technical stuff. So the HIPAA form, the intake form, they've got to complete all the paperwork. So we're covered there, so they know what they're signing up for. Even if they don't say anything, they still need to sign the paperwork because they're consenting to be a part of the therapeutic process. Secondly, we're going to look at what is the goal for bringing them in, and would it make sense for them to see, be a part of your therapy process? Sometimes that's codependency. Sometimes that's not going to be helpful. Do we need marriage therapy? Is that something we need to be looking at? Do we need family therapy? Do they need their own individual therapist? And in our practice, what's beautiful is I love it when the whole family, it's rare, but when the whole family's in therapy, because that is changing the system. So, for example, let's say I'm working with a mom, someone else is working with the dad, and then someone else is working with the teens. And now, then we can do joint sessions together if we need to, with maybe mom and dad and the teens. We're working on rehabilitating the whole system. So if someone wants to come into therapy, I love it, but we've got to evaluate, why do they want them to come in, what are their goals, and what makes the most sense out of those options? Marital therapy, individual therapy, or does it make sense for them to be a part of your therapy? Those all have to be considered.
So now I'm saying, okay, I can bring my significant other. Whether it's EMDR or anything else you're doing, I'm assuming there, and I hate to use the word home workout, but there are things they're going to do outside of the office. And if it's EMDR, for example, can my significant other help me with something I need to do outside of the office?
So typically, no. I mean, it's EMDR is more individualized, although you can do it as a couple. I tend to do it more individualized. So I typically am just working with the individual when I do EMDR. If the partner wants to come in, we've got to evaluate whether that makes sense. The partner might just be helped on how to hold space and offer empathy and maybe do their own breathing, so that can help the client, but they can do small things, but the client's really the one that's going to be responsible, unless we have to have a safety plan in place in which we might want to enroll the partner in that.
Okay, great. All right, everyone, we're going to come back for our last part of the interview in just a few minutes. We're talking with Christian Boyce today, so please stay with us.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get The Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome up. Welcome back, everyone. We're wrapping things up with Christian Boyce today, and as we were in our last segment, we were talking a little bit about including family members, and there is a family systems part to your program. Christian, you mind explaining that just a little bit?
It's more of looking at family systems, like where you came from, how has the family system impacted your current life? So it's more or less looking at if you grew up with an anxious mom and maybe an avoidant dad that didn't really want to talk about anything, how have you, Mike, recreated that anxious, you being anxious with an avoidant partner? And how can we break the cycle of that? So we do a lot of inner child work, which means that oftentimes what you're triggered about in the present moment is really something that is about the past, and it gets displaced on people, not always, but oftentimes we displace maybe anger towards a parent onto our partner, a friend, a coworker. And I think that's important that we're not talking a lot about is family systems and then how we go on to recreate the same system when we really don't want to. We want to break that cycle. And I think that is one of the most important pieces in therapy. And if we can pull in other family members, which is hard sometimes because a mom might not want to come in, a dad, or maybe even a grandparent that you were raised with, or we have extended family, maybe adoptive parents, and to get everybody in the therapy room can be transformative and have a willingness to come in. So if we can change the conversation around having a family in therapy, I think it can be a game changer for changing generational trauma.
You know, I agree with that. You know, I'm also a person who loves to invite family in. And what I find is that the story doesn't change as much as they add components that you don't get in the individual session. And you know, it really creates an expansive therapeutic environment. So when you're taking people in, I'll make it a question. Are you not only getting information from them, but are you kind of putting them in a position to be part of the therapy if they choose to be?
Absolutely. 100%. I would love them to be part of the therapy because we're gathering different perspectives. I only have my perspective, and sometimes it is what it is. It can look different. Like, to your point, someone could come in and tell the same story, but they have a totally different perspective on what happened. Both can be true. Both can be valid. Both can be acknowledged. And can we teach families to hold space for both experiences to be true? Instead of right, wrong, good, bad, all or nothing. So if I can get the families engaged, that is gold to me. That is absolute gold. That's what I strive for. If I can get more than one person to come into therapy, the better.
So everyone, you are hearing, what you're hearing from Kristen is really a very complete program. You know, you're starting with things that may be important to you. You have the option to bring other people into a program that is multifaceted, and it doesn't get any better than that. Kristen, if people want to get involved with you, what do they do? Where do they find you?
The best place to find me is at Kristen, KristenD, Boyce, BOICE.com, and you can go on there and find all the information. I also have a free journal if you're like, you know what, I kind of just want a place to start. How do I start this journey? It's just a five-step, here's how to start. That's not really how therapy works as a five-step program. It's more of five steps to start feeling more calm. And you can get that at KristenDBoyce.com/free-resources. And then you have the Close the Chapter podcast on all platforms, so Spotify, iTunes, or you can go to the website and download any episodes and get all that information at your fingertips.
So everyone, take it from someone who's been on Kristen's podcast. It is a great place to go. You're hearing great information today. Check her out. Go to her website and, you know, check things out there. Download, you know, all the things that you can. By all means, take some time and do this. I can tell you she has my endorsement 100%. Kristen, it has been a pleasure to spend time with you today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I loved our episode together and appreciate your work that you're doing in the world. So thank you so, so much.
It's been a pleasure. So everyone, that concludes this week's Fix It with Faust here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. We're going to be back a month from today, and that will be on July 11th, 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific time and noon Eastern time. Until then, everyone, be well, stay safe, have fun creating your world, and here's to the power inside you. God bless.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get The Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy, it's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.